Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Welcome to 3CR, and thank you very much for being available such an early hour. I don't know if you're in Victoria and Sydney, but this is a long weekend in Victoria.
My pleasure.
So we have an issue that is almost a secret in the media at this stage. Tell us about it.
Well, it is the very sad fact that there are a significant number of people aged over 55 who find themselves homeless. And in particular, what listeners might be surprised about is the number of homeless older women. And we see this as a really concerning emerging trend and one that's likely to get worse over coming years. So we thought it was really important to highlight on, as you say, International Day of Older Persons.
Yes, and it's surprising that nobody else is talking about it. I haven't heard a word in the media about this. It was almost ignoring the elders. Are they not economically very useful to this country? You know, what is going on here? Why is there no announcement or any kind of respect paid to people who have contributed to the society for all their lives, literally?
Well, I think maybe part of that might be because the issue is is one that we need to solve by increasing the stock of social and affordable housing. So it's not going to be a quick fix. It's going to require investment at all levels of government. It's going to require, we believe, change in policy settings at a federal government level, more investment by state and territory governments to increase housing stock, and trying to attract institutional and private investment to increase the number of affordable homes that are available. This has been, I suppose, an issue that has been emerging over time, and it's going to get worse. And I'd also like to draw your listeners' attention to the fact that we can often hear a lot in the media. I mean, to your point, there's some things we don't hear about, but other things we do hear a lot about. We hear a lot, for example, about the amount of rough sleeping in Melbourne city area. It's the same in other capital cities right across the country. And we can sometimes think that the face of homelessness is people rough sleeping. But actually, there are many people who find themselves homeless, and older women would fall into this category, where rough sleeping is simply too dangerous and maybe quite shameful and embarrassing for the older woman, as you can imagine. So they might be sleeping in their cars. They might be doing the older person's couch surfing, you know, moving around relatives and friends and trying to get a few nights in their spare bedroom. They might be in crisis accommodation or motels. So it's a little bit of a hidden homeless that we're talking about, and probably a hidden problem which is really going to start emerging over coming years as our population ages.
Why particularly women, Catherine? I just find that really curious because, you know, what you hear in the media generally is, oh, well, you know, these are the 50s babies and they all have got a home. They all have had free education. So they're all well off and they're all, you know, at least comfortably settled in their own homes. And yet we have a figure here that 19.2% of the total number of homeless people are over the age of 55. That's a curious figure.
Yes. And at first it seems curious, doesn't it? But then when we actually look at the factors that go to creating a situation where some older women are finding themselves homeless for the very first time in their lives, they never thought they would face this, it's really come about from a number of factors all accumulating. So an older woman might be recently widowed, she might be single due to marriage breakdown, or she may have been single all her life. Now, what we know from women's workplace engagement is that women can often find themselves in and out of the labour market over their working life, and that'll be because they're raising a family. They might have care responsibilities as they get older. They may have been the family member in the family unit that was working part-time so that those various responsibilities could be balanced. So that means as they get to the end of their working life that they haven't got as large a retirement balance. There's no big nest egg necessarily. They might have limited retirement savings. They certainly wouldn't have an opportunity to have built up a considerable superannuation balance. So if they don't own their own home outright and they're relying on rental market and the rent goes up They get a couple of unexpected bills. Perhaps the energy bill is larger than they can manage at that particular time, or the car needs fixing. Then quickly things can spiral out of control, and they may be in a position where they're no longer able to maintain their rental tenancy. Then if they can't find affordable rent to go into, all of a sudden they're finding themselves homeless for the very first time in their lives.
Mm. Also, there has been a very high divorce rate in Australia. The last figure I saw was close to 70s. And I guess in that situation, generally the home gets sold and the partners take whatever money they get out of it. And yet they end up in a situation where the man ends up with more money than the woman. I find that, you know, that's not discussed enough as well, because invariably women end up with the caring responsibilities. I'm a good example of that. Actually, father's taken off and I'm literally left holding the babies. So it's that sort of situation women get caught up in and don't have that opportunity to really live by themselves in luxury as generally seen by the community. But would that be something you've thought about?
Well, I can't speak into detail around the Family Law Act, but what we do know, of course, is that if there are limited assets, then they can quickly run out as a resource in this situation. So, you know, it would affect many different people in different ways. But at its heart, it's really linked to the lack of appropriate affordable housing that's available for people on whatever incomes they might find themselves in at whatever time of life. So we need to acknowledge the fact that many people, again, whatever their circumstances, will find themselves relying on the aged pension in their later years in life. And we should be expecting that older members of our community can live with dignity and respect and in a safe, secure environment. Well, there's simply not enough affordable homes that if someone's relying on the aged pension as their form of income or other welfare income support payments or a very limited income, there's not enough properties where people can actually afford that rent and not be in rental stress.
Hmm. That's a big issue facing a lot of people. And recently I know the Aboriginal community were allocated a large sum of assets to be able to house that community, which is a fantastic thing. But this issue hasn't come up for the elderly, I suppose, maybe because not as demanding or noisy as the other groups that are fighting for it. But one other curious point I find is that I'm from India's originally, and their group homes are very popular, like kids and parents do live together. Do you find that is not a common factor in Australia? Everybody's sort of individualist in the way they live?
Well, again, I mean, there will be different families and circumstances in which those arrangements will suit and be very appropriate. But there are other situations where there aren't the large families necessarily. There aren't homes that can adequately accommodate multiple family members, or some family members may be estranged. So there's many different reasons why that might not be an appropriate option for some older people. So we can't shy away from the fact that Australia does have a housing affordability crisis, and that we think there needs to be a minimum of over 200,000 social homes added to the available stock by 2025 if we're really going to start making inroads on this problem.
It's a massive issue for the government, and maybe that's why they don't want to do anything about it, because we know that in Bendigo Street in Collingwood here, young people who are homeless have occupied a few homes that have been empty for a long time, and we've got more than 35,000 people waiting on the waiting list for a home. So it is a shame for a rich country like Australia not to have sufficient housing for so many people. This is Victoria alone. Imagine the whole of Australia. You probably know more about it than I do in terms of numbers of people who are homeless. This is just the elderly, this many people. And the whole population is lacking housing, which is a sad fact. But today we are focusing on the elderly or older persons. I shouldn't say elderly, should I? I should say older persons. Situation, as it's the 1st of October and it's the Older Persons Day, International Day, isn't it?
That's right.
It's a bit sad. But thank you so much, Catherine. Is there anything else you want to add? And in any way, people who are listening could support your mission, so to speak?
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I'd encourage anyone who's interested in this issue or finding out more about what Mission Australia does to check out our website, missionaustralia.com.au. And thanks so much for your time and interest this morning.
Thank you very much for being awake at the start of the morning. A long
My
weekend.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Okay,
thank you so
bye.
Bye-bye.